We are live.
Woo-wee.
Welcome, everyone, to our fifth episode of all time of Big Red Banter. I am Skylar Holzman, WVBR Sports Director. I am here, as usual, joined by my boys. Introduce yourselves, please.
My name is Jake Richards. I'm here with my boys as well, my boy Skylar, and we also have a third voice joining us today.
A third one of the boys.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Mike Seitz. Happy February 28th. Happy birthday to Jason Aldean, one of country's best.
Best and brightest.
Fun fact, that's my go-to karaoke artist.
Really? Like what song? What song in particular?
Dirt Road Anthem.
Ooh.
It's go-to. Wow. Anybody want to see? Yeah, Mike Seitz in the clutch singing Dirt Road Anthem. Yeah,
I would love to see that.
I think all of us would like to see that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we would do it here, but there's no video, so you can't really.
We also have a pretty jam-packed show already.
We do. We have a big show.
Got a lot of cool stuff planned for you guys.
Let's just intro music.
Let's do it.
Let's get into it.
Now blood's pumping.
All right. So, I am. Thank you guys, first of all, for taking on the show last week. I was unfortunately not able to do the show. I had the flu. Don't get the flu.
Just don't
get the common cold. Get if anything. Just don't
you
get
had
the
a
flu.
Choice.
If you have a choice of a disease to get, just take the common cold or no disease at all. The flu is not fun. I had the
it got you fired and then later rehired.
I did. I was. Shocked. I heard the audio for the first time and I was like, I think my career is just it's over. Like my career is over. Like I genuinely thought my career was over.
I thought you were gonna say you were shocked that they invited you back, but
ooh.
Some banter.
So you're also fired. Congratulations.
Right now. Actually leaving now, guys. Bye. Anyway, my karaoke career is taking off now, so goodbye.
I thought this would be a good platform to jumpstart your karaoke career. Considering it's just like audio based.
Well, considering how like that the career just ended.
That's true. That's true. So you're taking your legacy with you. Three episodes of absolute savagery. I'm thrilled to be back. I had the B strain of the flu. I don't think it matters whether you get the A strain or the B strain. I think you just feel terrible either way. So I don't know why you need to differentiate. You just feel sick. Also, I got the flu vaccine, which I thought like would make me kind of immune. Like
or
immune.
Do something. Maybe prevent.
You'd think that if you get the flu vaccine, you wouldn't get the flu.
Well,
but I just disprove science like that, I guess.
Wow. They should study you.
Yeah, I'd be a great case study. So we have a as Jake said, jam-packed show today.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some new segments, too.
Yes, we do. Because, you know, we're just spontaneous like that.
Exactly.
We can just do that. We have total authority. We can add whatever segments
That's
we want.
That's real power right there.
This is true authority. If you had any questions about what true authority looked like, this is it.
You're listening to it right now.
So let's assert our authority. Let's start this. Let's start with hockey as usual.
Get going with Cornell Sports. Let's do it.
Guys. Hockey, it's not fair. It's not fair anymore. We'll start with women's hockey. Number one in the rankings.
I like to hear.
I have to eat my words from our first show, because my first show I was like, it's really hard to move up in the rankings because they don't play any of the teams ranked higher than them.
I think we were ranked fourth.
Ranked fourth at the time,
yeah.
Right? And I was like, it's hard to move up to number one because we don't play in the same geographical region.
Yeah.
Distance is only a number. Because we are currently ranked number one in the country. We have been for a while.
NCAA started measuring savagery.
Maybe that'll be your hashtag for the show.
Measuring savagery.
Just savagery.
Just savagery.
Hashtag savagery.
Just hashtag savagery.
What was the hashtag from last week?
Oh man, I can't remember. Well, we had more than a fish. And we had or I think it was much more than a fish. And then,
yeah.
What was our second hashtag?
Moving on.
All right. Oh, double socket. It was
hashtag
double socket. Double socket.
Hashtag moving on.
So we went to hockey, number one. So they're actually currently playing one of their playoff games right now. It is at Lina. I don't know if you're listening to this and you're near Lina, go watch them. When I turned off the game, they were
four up.
They're up 4-0 in the second. They're playing against St. Lawrence, who's ranked number 8 in the ECAC quarterfinals. So basically, just to summarize quickly, women's hockey, they finished the season 25-1-3. Pretty savage record. They beat RPI 4-0 last Friday. Maddie Mills had 2 goals and an assist. Lindsey Browning had her 11th shutout of the season, which leads the NCAA by a wide margin. And then they had their senior day the next day on Saturday. They beat Union 5-3, which is avenging their tie, their 1-1 tie from early in the season. Mm-hmm. Micah Zandy Hart, one of the graduating seniors, she had 3 assists, and Maddie Mills added 2 more goals. But as savage as that game, those games were, mm-hmm. the aftermath was actually cooler because they gave out all the awards for, you know, like for the season. Our coach, Doug Durow, I think Durow, I'm going to.
Durow sounds cool.
Durow sounds about correct.
Coach D.
Coach D. Thank you. he was named the Ivy Coach of the Year. Lindsey Browning, our goalie, was named Player of the Year. Izzy Daniel, a freshman, was named Rookie of the Year. And we had 5 players on all Ivy teams, Lindsey Browning, senior Jamie Ribbonet, senior Kristen O'Neill, and senior Mike Zanny Hart, and Maddie Mills made second team all Ivy. In addition, there's more.
Serious hardware being done.
This is ridiculous. We were undefeated in ECAC play, which I think has never happened before, ever.
Wow.
For the Corner Women's Hockey. And we were undefeated in Ivy League play 10-0-0. Jamie Ribbonet and Micah Zanny Hart were also named ECAC Best Defenseman finalists, a ridiculous number of awards for a pretty dominating season in every single way.
Their backs have been hurting from carrying all that hardware.
Yeah, and we're hoping to get one or two more pieces of hardware.
Oh yeah,
maybe
that was just regular season hardware. Postseason.
We'll take that. But there's more work to be done.
Exactly.
That'll get done. We're playing St. Lawrence this weekend, as I said before. St. Lawrence has a record of 13-14-7. They are currently coming off of a 3-0 loss to Harvard, who we absolutely annihilated 7-0 earlier this season. And the only team St. Lawrence has beaten twice this season is RPI, whose current record stands at 0-33-1 tie.
Defeated team.
Yeah, indeed. That is rough season, RPI. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
RIP, so... more like... oh, my God. I couldn't even talk.
That works. Quit while you're ahead. That works.
RIP, man, not RPI. Rest in peace. Defeated season. Oh my goodness.
Defeated season.
Well,
oh my God.
They can't get it. They can't go any further down.
That's true. They set the bar for next season.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully they'll do better.
They'll have a resurrection next season. Hopefully.
That's true. So all games, obviously at 3 p.m. The game's going on now, so you probably won't be able to catch it. But come out tomorrow. Pack the rink. Let's set some attendance records right now this week.
Let's do it.
And Sunday's game, if necessary, it's a best of 3 series, would also be at 3. And as usual, check out Finley Frechette's podcast, Over the Goal Line, a CUWIH podcast, which again stands for Cornell University Women's Ice Hockey. Check that out. It's a good podcast. Let's move on to men's hockey. Men's hockey, also number 1. Which means, for the first time in Cornell University history, both men's and women's hockey are ranked number 1 at the same time.
Snaps all around.
Guys,
that's
incredibly
that has impressive.
Not happened since 2014 when Minnesota had the same thing happen to them.
So this is the first time in Cornell history.
First time in six years. That is huge.
Wow.
The reason we were able to move up to number 1 was not only because we just dominated
the teams. Because
we're savages. Right. I mean, in addition to being completely savage, we also surpassed North Dakota because North Dakota, so they lost to St. Cloud State. They tied and lost this weekend at home against St. Cloud State. Now, I've never heard of St. Cloud State. Did you guys know it existed?
To be fair, I never heard of North Dakota University before we started talking about it on this show, so I'm getting an education in college, random college ice hockey teams.
That seems like the education that you were meant to.
That's
meant
why
to
I came to Cornell
forever. Yeah,
St. Cloud State.
Can you guys guess where St. Cloud State is from?
I'm sure they have a pretty strong meteorology program.
Uh-huh. Can I guess Idaho or something like that? Wyoming.
Nope.
Montana.
Nope. Mike, what do you think?
Somewhere out west, Midwest.
Guess a state. Is it like a random state?
Is it like Midwest? Kansas?
Idaho?
Minnesota?
Really?
Huh. Minnesota?
That was my next
Minnesota,
guess, I swear.
Yeah, no, like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Okay, we'll go with that. They're in Minnesota. Minnesota, again, they're one of the states where hockey is everything and nothing else. I didn't know that they existed until this weekend, but they
we owe them a lot.
they we owe we do owe them. Let's buy them some drinks, some I don't know, Shirley Temples maybe or something. So, real quick, the games last weekend, two shutouts by Matthew Golota this weekend. So our current record is 21-2-4. Freshman Matt Steinberg had a goal and assist against Yale in our 4-0 win. Steinberg added another goal against Brown in a 3-0 win the next day. And with that, he won Rookie of the Week. Interesting, another award. Matthew Golota, our goalie, was named the ECAC All-Decade Team, and he has 18 career shutouts, which is second all-time for Cornell, one behind the lead.
What?
He literally one more shutout, and he will have the all-time, he will be tied for all-time.
So he made All-Decade Team, so that's proof that he is one of the best collegiate goalies of the decade?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes, it is. Allegedly.
I mean, but that seems enough to me.
But statistically, that seems like enough evidence.
Considering how he's one behind career lead in shutouts for Cornell's history.
Insane.
Oh my
God. It's crazy. So they're playing St. Lawrence tonight at 7 and Clarkson tomorrow for their senior game, also at 7 at Lina. That is, Clarkson game tomorrow is huge. Could potentially determine who gets, I think we have a bye. But it's a big game regardless. So come through to the ice and check it out.
Pack the rink.
Let's do it. We're going to toss it over to Mike.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Another week. Another win. Cornell, ooh, men's lacrosse. These guys are 3-0 to start the season. Last week, had some wins over Towson and High Point. Couldn't handle the big red heat. Could not handle us. Goals galore. Let me tell you.
I love how you have that written down here. That's making the show for us right now.
Listen, at Towson, they won 17-10.
Oh my God!
And if 17,
seems respectable.
If 17 goals wasn't enough for you guys, mm-hmm, 2 days later, 21-11 against High Point.
Wait, weren't we saying that last week they had 19? I think last show we talked about how they had 19 goals. So this team has literally never scored less than 17 goals in a game.
That's fine. We'll take that.
Yeah, I take that.
We like
too.
That.
I take that. Yeah.
Yes. So this week they have Ohio State, but again, a recap of last week. I mean, I say goals galore. I don't know if you guys are familiar with individual named Jeff Teat, easily the most talented player on men's lax. Great guy, also someone I'm proud to call my buddy.
Nice.
Saw him before in high
school. Oh, nice.
Shout out ILR.
Is he ILR as well?
He's in there for a class or two, but
nice
guy.
Maybe ILR.
Anyway, he showed out, over the weekend. But I want to mention another guy. Speaking of Mike's, Mikey Long.
Oh.
Freshman.
Okay.
Ivy League Rookie of the Week.
Woo.
Had
wow.
four goals.
So we're just dominating awards at this point, I think, across the board.
They should just send every piece of hardware that
they
manufactured our way.
Assume it's going to Cornell.
Yeah.
And if it's not, we'll just keep it because we don't need to.
Because we're savages.
We are, yeah.
That's the theme of today's
show.
That
is the theme of today's savages.
Let's do it.
How does the chant go? We're the best in the Ivy League.
Woo.
So anyway, Mikey, my man, freshman, he had four goals in each game. And I think it was in the High Point game, he scored a goal in every single quarter.
Wow.
How about that?
That's big time. We're gonna actually take a quick ad break and continue with the segment in a moment. We will be right back.
Looking to advertise to Ithaca and local areas? WVBR is ready to be your megaphone. Our radio station has your advertising needs covered, whether you're a business, school club, nonprofit, or any group that wants to reach the public. If this sounds like you, call us today to set up an ad. Just dial 607-273-4000 extension 6 or reach us at business@wvbr.com. That's 607-273-4000 extension 6 or business@wvbr.com. It only takes a few quick, simple steps to reach all of your local communities. We would love to help you spread the word about your organization. Call us today.
And we are live again. It must be weird to hear that on like a podcast because like it's not live. Yeah. All right, Mike. Yeah. Continue with this lacrosse updates, please.
Yes, sir. So I mentioned Teat before. He had 250 points. He has 250 points.
Oh my God.
All time.
Is that like up? Where is that in the rankings? Do you know all time?
Yeah. So he's on pace to become the second all-time leader in points of Cornell men's lacrosse history. Right now,
one of the Cornell goats.
Yeah, he's gonna pass third all-time. But the question is for Jeff Teat, can he pass Rob Pinnell?
That's the question that we've all been asking. That's the question that you would lose sleep
over.
It's
been on the tip of my
tongue. If you're in bed trying to go to sleep and you can't sleep, it's probably because you're wondering if he's going to pass Rob.
For those of you who don't know, Rob, Cornell grad from years ago in Major League Lacrosse now, playing for the New York Lizards, one of the best and most talented players in lacrosse. Quick shout out to Rob Pinnell. Great
shout
guy.
Out to the Lizards as well.
New York Lizards.
If we can sponsor you, we'll
do
you.
It. and also, yeah, so and over the weekend, he surpassed 250 points. Big shout out to Teat Elite. And also,
ooh,
John Piatelli.
That's not alliteration.
This is hype.
Teat
Elite.
That's a rhyme. It's not alliteration. Attaboy.
And John Piatelli reached 100 career points for him. So big shout out to John as well. Awesome work on attack.
Good looks.
Going to transition a little bit now to women's lacrosse. Nice. Also got off to a hot start. They started off 2-0. Tough loss this past week to Penn State, but they're going to bounce back. And they got Harvard and Colgate coming up both away, but I'm confident they're going to come back. Again, 2-0 start of the season. Looks like they're rolling. Quick bump. Okay. Penn State is usually tough.
Gotcha.
But you know what?
But a huge school. I mean, Penn State's like what? How many undergrads?
40,000 people there,
I think,
or something like that?
I think there's, about that on like their main campus. It's huge. So they probably have a huge recruiting pool.
Yeah, and I just want to give a quick shout out. Again, every year there's an injection of new, fresh, big red blood in some of these storied athletic programs.
Nice.
Had a transfer, Karina Schultz, out of UChicago transfer, and she's gotten some action early on in the season, past two games.
Nice. There we go.
So shout out to her, and I'm sure she's going to get some more time as the season goes along. Shout out, Karina. Keep doing your thing and working hard.
All right, good looks. Okay,
can't wait to hear about their performances on the road.
Let's do it. Let's go. Let's get all the dubs. Let's get all the dubs. Let's just take every
all the
sport.
Hardware is already being sent here.
Why not just add to it? Like, why not just give it to us in the beginning of the season? Like, why even bother waiting to see the outcome?
Speaking of locking up wins, I'm going to transition to wrestling now briefly. Wrestling locked up a win last week at Lock Haven.
Woo! Dude, you're just with all of the wordplay right now.
I've
never seen this much wordplay
so
in a radio
this.
Show. It's more wordplay on like this episode than we've had in our entire history.
Like, consecutive,
in our 1 month history.
In all four of our episodes. All like 4 hours of content.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Sometimes I'll just like, read a dictionary at night or a thesaurus, I'll just look for
instead
words.
So for you, instead of
it's a lifestyle.
Instead of thinking about whether or not Rob is gonna be caught
By Jeff Teat.
You read the dictionary. Okay.
Yeah, alternate.
These are hobbies, bro.
I'm not a robot. I'm a human. I need to alternate my
routine.
That's
good to know. Of course. In case you were concerned.
So it varies between lacrosse and dictionaries often. Anyway.
Back to wrestling. Yeah.
Back to wrestling. Locked it up last week. Conference EIWA Championships this weekend at Lehigh in Pennsylvania. A lot of qualifiers, though, are coming up for the NCAA championships. Let me tell you who. Mr. Ben Darmstadt is a qualifier, number 4 rank, 197 pounds.
Very
also,
nice.
Chaz Tucker, Hunter Richard, Brandon Womack,
nice.
And my friend, the freshman, Jonathan Lowe.
Nice.
Number 29 in the country, 184 pounds. This kid is a beast out of you-know-where. The L.I., Long Island.
Really?
Low is going to get low.
That is...
And
this is
just
perfect.
Dominate.
This is incredible.
He just keeps serving it and
this is
dinging
just
it.
Just keep it up.
Perfect.
Keep it going.
Get low,
keep
man.
It going.
Anyway, big things to come for wrestling. Watch out. Again, competing without some of their key Olympians, but they are still able to
a
get
valid
some rank.
Excuse. I might remind you of
a very valid
excuse.
Like, crutch to have for your team.
That is
fair. Sorry, our team's too good.
Yeah,
four of our top dudes are training and tapering for the Olympic competition.
Yeah. Oof. very, very impressive.
While these guys, again, are the best of the best, just want to reiterate that they are some of the most down-to-earth athletes I know at this school.
It's things like that.
Nice guys.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun.
The athletes here are very chill.
And I don't know if you've seen this, but if you go on the Cornell Wrestling Instagram, this is a little plug, but my friend, also an ILRE, like Jonathan Get Low. Brendan Furman, he's got a Friday takeover. It's called Furman Fridays. Got to check out Brendan.
Oh, wow.
He is
okay.
A personality. Heavyweight wrestler. Guy could do it all.
I'm
shout out
to
Brendan
that.
Furman. Let's... Keep doing your thing. Furman Fridays.
All right.
Look forward to seeing that personality on social media.
Good
Should
looks.
We quickly go into baseball real quick?
Yes. Let's get into baseball. So we've not, unfortunately, had a great start to the season. In fact,
you got to be able to laugh at it, right?
That's fair. No, like, look, like our second and third games of the season, much better than our first game.
explain.
Well, our first game was against Duke, who is currently ranked 16th in the country. So we're up against, you know, a tough team.
A tight team, yeah.
And, there's no real way to sugarcoat this, I think. We got perfect gamed in the first game of the season.
We didn't get a hit. We didn't get walked. Nobody got on base.
No base runners, no errors, literally nothing. And not only that, but that was the 31st perfect game in NCAA Division I history.
We broke the 30.
That's true.
We broke out of 30.
We're starting a new 10, new set of 10 amazing games. Hopefully that will not be pitched against us. anyway, I don't know. Congrats to the Duke pitcher. That's just a tough way to start your season. But you set the bar as low as you possibly can. So
you only got one direction to go.
You can only go up from here.
That's same deal as the RPI women's hockey team.
RPI, RIP. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we had a close second and third game against Duke. We lost, I believe, 2-0 or 3-0 in the second game, and then I think 3-1. 2-0 in the second game and 3-1 in the third game. Spencer Edwards, who's a freshman pitcher, five innings pitch, 2 hits, 1 run, 7 strikeouts, a pretty solid performance. And John Natalie, the senior pitcher in the third game, 5 innings pitch, 3 hits, no runs, 6 strikeouts, solid performances against one of the better teams in the country. Gotta shout out them. Look, 0-3, but put up a good fight against one of the better teams in the country. So I'm optimistic, and I'm hoping for no more no-hitters/perfect games this season.
Yeah, I've
come against us.
I've looked a little bit into the pitching staff we have here, yeah. And Spencer Edwards, he's got some nasty pitches.
Do you think we get drafted?
I don't want to say yes and then jinx it, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Okay, so no, he will not get drafted. He will absolutely not get drafted, and then hopefully that'll work.
I have faith in our pitching staff here, so yeah.
All right, so that's baseball. Let's move on to track.
We're gonna quickly move into track here. So for the women's team, we're going to recap last Saturday. We were here in Barton at the Mark Denault Invite. This was our last home meet of the regular season.
Okay.
We had Marguerite Lorenzo and Olivia Rodriguez. They finished 5th and 8th in the high jump. Nice. And for Olivia Rodriguez, it served as her first ECAC standard qualification, so she got into that IC4A meet, and it was a personal record, a PR for her.
Congratulations
to her.
All right.
We also had Leon Farquhar-Harson, a sophomore. Wow. She added almost 0.5 meter to her long jump PR, and that is the second best jump in program history.
Far.
So yeah, she basically added 1.5 feet to her jump, and as a sophomore, so she's got plenty of years to keep going.
Wow.
And she's now second best long jumper
in all time.
Yeah,
in the program. Oh my god.
In the program. Yeah.
Okay, that's huge.
That's what happens when you add a foot and a half to your jump.
Yeah,
out of nowhere.
That's a lot. That's far.
Incredibly impressive. Sarah Barcelona, she dropped over 10 seconds in her 3,000 meter time for a PR for her. Congrats to her. Zoe Wilkie. Tomasic? If I butcher your name, guys, I am so sorry. Pulling an all-nighter here, but we're still here. We're grinding. So she PR'd in the 1,000, and Kira Hunsberger PR'd in the mile.
Nice.
We're just dropping
records
exactly. Pretty
much everywhere.
We're nearing the end of the season, so we're tapering, and we're really starting to show peak performances around the right time of the season.
Okay.
Jessica Kolsar, she topped her previous career best in both the long and triple jump. So she PR'd in 2 events, and Victoria Rudolph PR'd in the weight throw.
Easy money.
Exactly.
This is too easy.
Exactly.
This is not fair.
Exactly.
I think we should be Olympic qualifiers for everyone, pretty much.
Exactly.
I mean, like, we should. I mean, that's not going to happen, but I think we should. We can all agree that we should.
We are savages.
That's true.
And savages deserve the Olympic stage.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so we're going to get into a little bit of preview. So this Saturday and Sunday, excuse me, we have the Ivy League heptagonal meet in Barton.
This is a huge meet. This is all of the Ivy League teams. Mm-hmm. Definitely pull through. It starts at 11, I think, on both days, mm-hmm. I want to say. This is a major meet. We only host it once every, I think, 4 years.
Yes.
I want to say this is big. This cannot be understated.
Exactly.
Guys, if you want to see sports tomorrow, you can go.
Or Sunday.
Or Sunday.
Exactly.
You can go to the Heps. You can go to the Heps meet. Especially mm-hmm. tomorrow. You can go to the Heps meet. And then you can go to the women's hockey game. Mm-hmm. And then you
can
go to the men's hockey game.
You got
do it. You should do it.
Cornell Sports.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
Why would you study? Don't stay inside unless you're inside
Prelim
of a sporting
season? Nah, it's sports championship
no,
season is what it is.
It's not about the work. This is, I will say this weekend, blow off work for this. Please.
Little preview of the Heps meet. So only two of the nine indoor track meets that we've raced this season have been team scored meets. The first was the Penn 8 team select, where women finished second with 62.5 points. Penn beat us. So another Ivy League competitor in the Penn 8 select was Penn, and they beat us.
Okay.
So that's unfortunate. But we got an Ivy League competitor going against us.
That's okay.
And then the second was a two-day meet hosted by us at the Big Red. It was the Upstate Challenge against four teams, and we finished first with 263 points. So in the small sample size we have been able to show that as a team we can put numbers on the board.
Let's go.
So that's a good way to go into the Heps meet.
That's a good look.
And I think we're going to take a little break.
We're going to take a very, very brief ad break once more, and we will be right
back. Get back into men's track when we get back.
Absolutely.
Keep it local. You hear it all the time. But here at the Ithaca Bakery, they've been keeping it local every day for over 100 years. And now more than ever, they're committed to providing customers with fresh, delicious, high-quality food. Like their selection of ice cream from Cuga Creamery, meat from Pork Chop Valley, and cheese from Lively Run, Engelbert Farms, Miranda Cheese Company, and more. The Ithaca Bakery also features fresh fruits, vegetables, and dry products from local farmers Seth and Deb Heller. When you choose where to eat, make it the Ithaca Bakery on Meadow Street or the Trip Hammer Marketplace.
Hi, this is Rachel from Rossa Spa. Experience the antioxidant and hydrating benefits of chocolate at Rossa Spa in February. All month long, our chocolate hydration facial and chocolate truffle wrap services are 15% off Monday through Thursday and 10% off Friday through Sunday. Both treatments feature the fantastic Eminence Organic skincare line. To book, go to rossaspa.com or call our Cuga Wellness Center or Watkins Glen locations directly.
And we are once again back live. There we go. All right, let's continue with track. Keep
all
it going,
right,
Jake.
Yeah, we're
going
to move into men's track. So they were also at the Mark Denault invite last weekend here in Barton Hall. So we had sprinter Smith Charles. He PR'd in the 60-meter dash. Smith Charles has already qualified multiple times for multiple different standards for the 60-meter dash and the IC4A meet. So he's again, elite athlete getting on top of his elite game, tapering off the end of the season. Love to see it.
Okay.
We had a hurdler, Christian Martin, who is a freshman. He notched his first IC4A standard and got a PR in the 60-meter hurdles.
Freshmen are killing it in literally every sport right now.
Exactly.
This is insane.
Last opportunity to qualify for the IC4A in the regular season, and he clutched it. Proud of him.
That boy.
The 4x4 relay earned its second conference qualification in the season, so good for them.
Okay.
James Enriquez tabbed, so he got the third dual accomplishment with his IC4A qualification, and he had a PR in the weight throw. So congrats to James.
Okay.
Nice. So in the mile, we had three PRs for the Big Red. We had Robert Whitney. He dropped 15 seconds from his previous PR. Alex Hill and Sean Henretta also had their career best that day.
That's
so
huge.
Again, this is what we really love to see. We really love to see everybody. Clearly, the tapering strategy that they're doing is working.
No, it's working. Yeah,
this is what
working.
You do as a runner. You know,
this is what it's about.
You want to put your best times on the table in the regular season, but then when it comes to championship season,
and you're peaking.
You want to be
you
able
want
to peak.
We want to peak right now. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Some more PRs. Talking Jonathan Latai. He dropped 20 seconds in his 3,000 meter dash for a career best. And also Kyle Kimball PR'd in his 300. And in the field, we had Jelani Williams, who's a freshman. He notched a personal record in the triple jump and. To close, and that was how he closed out his regular season performance.
That's fine. That's a good way. That's fine. We'll take it.
Exactly.
That works.
I love to see all these PRs last regular season performance. Yeah.
This is incredible.
I love to see it. Again, previewing the Ivy League Heptagonal meet this weekend. Again, same as the women, we had two meets out of the nine that we performed in where we had eligible team scores.
Yes.
Again, the first was the Penn 8 team select, where we finished second with 63 points. Penn beat us in that meet, in their meet, which is rough.
Right.
Again, but we're not that far behind. Second place is not a bad place to be. So going into the Ivy League Hep meet, we're going to be looking at Penn.
Right.
The second was a two-day meet hosted by us again, the Upstate Challenge against five teams, and we won it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So, I mean.
Another win. Like,
one
it's just boring now.
Exactly.
It's just boring now.
Exactly.
Like, just another win.
It's
fine.
Another dub.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, although we do have, again, a little bit of a small sample size of team performances going into this Hep meet, I'm pretty confident that we can perform really, really well, especially if we've seen everybody PRing. Everybody's really showing what they got. So,
yeah. That's big time.
Yeah. That's really all I had for track. Yeah.
All right. So, one quick thing before we get into our next segment. We, we are still looking, if anyone wants to advertise anything, if you're in a club at Cornell, and you want to advertise, if you have an actual business that's not a club at Cornell and you want to advertise, if you just want to you want us to say your name on the air.
If you want airtime of any kind.
Like, yeah. Just reach out to us at sports@wvbr.com. That is S-P-O-R-T-S at symbol WVBR.com. Reach out to us, email us, and we will get your ads up ASAP.
Let's do it.
All right. This will take us into the next segment, which, what do we call?
Jock Jam of the Week.
Oh,
Jock
baby.
Jock Jam of the Week. What have we been listening to?
Well, what have you been listening to, Skylar? As a little welcome back present, we actually let Skylar pick the tunes.
That is very true. You. As a gift of being rehired.
And over the influenza. You guys are too kind. Well, I've just started getting back into working out because I don't know if you know this, but when you have the flu, you can't move.
I'm learning so much.
It's just science. But one of my all-time favorite songs to listen to when I work out is AC/DC's Back in Black. Let's hear it, and we will be back in a few minutes.
I'm hyped.
And we are once again
back
to Big Red Banter. All right. So this is the real second segment of the show, second chunk of the show.
We're gonna talk about pro sports.
Will. Let's get into it.
This is where the organic banter really comes from, fellas.
This is what banter. If you've ever wanted to know what banter sounded like, these next potentially 30 minutes will tell you exactly the blueprint for how you should be having banter in your daily lives.
Let's do it.
So first segment.
Skylar, I would like to first welcome you back, as we've talked about a little bit.
Well, thank you
but
so
you
much,
had
sir.
A pretty interesting February break. You went down to Port St. Lucie to see some Met spring training.
I did.
Please tell me everything.
I did. Well, actually, I'm just thinking about this now. The first thing I do want to say is not even about the baseball part of spring training. I was flying out of the Syracuse airport. Through a series of unfortunate events, my flight was delayed 7 hours.
Oh, God.
So I was supposed to get to Florida at about 10 p.m. and I ended up getting there at 6 a.m.
That's so much fun.
That's an 8 hour difference. Whatever. It was delayed a long time and I was very tired and I'm clearly still feeling the after effects because I can't do math. I won't name airlines, but that was not very fun, JetBlue. I went to spring training with my dad. Shout out to my dad. we saw three games. It was fourth year of doing this.
That's the first couple games, dude.
It was a good time. First of all, it was warm, which is, you know, like 80, 90, 95, 98% of the reason that we went to Florida
because
like it's just not cold and sad.
The cold tundra.
It really is the tundra. This is one of the biomes, I think, that it could easily be a biome. I'm not really sure.
We'll talk to you more about the baseball side of things.
We saw three games. We saw a loss, a tie, and a win. So we saw every possible outcome in spring training. Yes, you can tie in spring training because no one
wants
cares.
To play more.
No one cares.
Yeah.
No
one wants to see these single-A prospects on the mound anymore. That's
very true. Well, the first game, you started off and you had like half major leaguers, half minor leaguers. Second game was like half major leaguers, half minor leaguers. Third game, it was actually about the same. I don't know why I need to go through all that. It was pretty much half major, half minor.
Yeah.
But by the seventh or eighth innings, you just get to like all minor leaguers or guys like trying to make the roster.
Trying to really show the manager that they can make 26-man roster or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Although I had a pretty cool experience.
You
I was
did.
Watching the game.
Okay.
I was home.
Okay.
I was just chilling on my couch.
Right.
And I'm communicating with my friend Skylar over here. He's like, dude, I'm like, if you look on the screen, I'm there. I'm like, no way.
Yeah, there were guys next to us that were like, oh my God, we're on TV. And I was like, this is huge. Like, I guess this is what I came to Florida for, right? Like, this is what it's about.
And
this is about being on screen.
Absolutely perfect picturesque moment. My brother walked in the room. And like right before my brother walked in the room, I was like, you were like, should I wave? And I was like, yeah, wave.
Yeah.
And my brother walks in the room and I point to you. And the minute my finger points to you, you do a little wave. I was like, wow.
That is insane.
My brother's eyes got so big. He was like, what?
That is crazy. I was right under. If you go into the highlights, if you've ever wanted to see Ryan,
Holzman.
Me, I guess, or if you ever want to see Ryan Cordell minor leaguer hit a bloop double to drive and run, or Jake Marisnyk, a platoon player for the Mets, also hit a home run. You can look at those highlights on Mets.com, and if you look right under the score, right under like the place where it says what the score is, my dad and I are sitting there just chilling out and
just chilling. Behind home plate seats. Those are nice seats.
They were good seats. But that's the thing about spring training. You can it's just like kind of an intimate environment. Like for example, well, first of all, I went to the second day I got there. The second day I was at spring training. I was just chilling out, kind of before, like we went onto the practice fields, and
to get a batting practice ball or something like that.
Yeah, like not even on the regular field, like on the practice fields.
Different
and
part of the complex, yeah.
Yeah, and I was standing beyond the fence. Jeff McNeil hit a home run, and I caught his home run, which was cool, but was made much cooler by the fact that I got to meet his dog. Jeff McNeil is a utility man for the New York Mets who has insane batting averages like every year.
Yeah, seriously.
His dog was there. His wife and his dog were there.
Aww.
His dog's Instagram is, I think, Miss Willow McNeil.
His dog has an Instagram?
His dog has an Instagram with about 15,000 followers. Definitely gained a few. Hopefully we'll just go follow it right now. I don't know. But
it's a dog, and it's also Jeff McNeil, and Skylar saw it.
That's the holy trinity, I think, of
you
things,
can't ask
things that can
more.
Happen at spring training. That was very fun. The one thing that was not fun about that was as soon as I left, Tim Tebow, who we'll talk more about later, he's former NFL quarterback. He did not do well in spring training when I was there. And then, the day after I left, he had a home run. In a real game against real players.
Yeah.
And again, we'll get to that later.
Well, he's working his way through the minor league system in ways we'll elaborate on later.
Yeah.
yeah. Another thing that we'll briefly mention here, but we'll touch on more later in a newer segment.
Don't worry. Like later today. Like not later as in like weeks. Later today.
Like later. Yeah.
That's okay.
We're teasing it.
Yeah.
So pitcher for the Yankees, Luis Severino. He is scheduled for Tommy John surgery, and again, we'll talk about it more later, but that's a big blow to this Yankees starting rotation. I love Mr. Luis Severino, and he's a passionate pitcher, and it's really upsetting to hear that. So
that's tough.
Injuries are rough, but now we have some more lighthearted news in the baseball side. Scott, take this one away.
Yeah, the note says, Mason Saunders, or Madison Bumgarner? No one knows because apparently Madison Bumgarner is starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, he's a D-back now.
He pitched for the Giants for a long time. Won a World Series, won multiple
three
World Series with them. One of the best pitching performances in the World Series of all time in 2014.
Postseason hero. Oh my God, he's the one who got me to watch baseball.
Incredible legend. Just a lanky man who also happens to ride horses. Under the alibi, Mason Saunders.
And he makes serious money at these rodeos.
He makes money. Didn't you say that his earnings were incorporated into his career earnings?
Yeah, if you go into Baseball Reference, which is like one of the big sites for baseball contracts and stats, and you Google Madison Bumgarner, they show his earnings from the rodeo.
That should be illegal.
What do you mean?
That should be illegal because they'll get hurt. They'll get hurt.
Oh. So it's fine when Cespedes gets hit by a boar.
Okay, but he was running away. He was actually in danger.
Oh.
Like he's trying to save his.
So
I think
Madison Bumgarner is trying to find money to support his family. and it's all and he doesn't get hurt.
But without,
and it's fine.
Aside from like the $90 million contract, right? He's just looking for some spare change on the side.
He needs a healthy release. Kind of like how fights are allowed in hockey. You can't really fight in baseball. Bumgarner's
so you just ride horses.
Yeah, you got to find your release, man. And you might as well be adding to your paycheck here.
What do you want to say, Mike?
Have you guys even been to a rodeo? Do you guys even know what this entails?
I don't.
Dude,
wait,
it's a big spectacle.
Horses, right? It's not a bull. Is it a bull?
No, I think it's bull riding.
It's a bull riding. I've just been saying horses. All right. Well, my argument is invalid because I've been talking about horses.
Let me tell you, from someone who's actually been
to
rodeo. Let me tell you, from someone who's actually been to rodeo. I actually went to the professional bull riding competition. Unleash the Beast.
Really?
Ooh.
At Madison Square Garden.
They have
one
at Madison
venues.
Square Garden.
Yep, in New York City.
Thank you for clarifying the
geography.
I didn't know where that was.
I find it very hard to believe that there's a rodeo in MSG.
Where, how do you get the bulls in there? Or the horses, bulls, horses/bulls.
Well, same question. How did we get these three, beefed out junkies, gym rats in this studio.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, it's 6'8", 6'8", 280.
Exactly. Yeah.
Occasionally 6'4", 250.
But anyway, it's
depending on the day.
It's a big thing. Professional bull riding. Yeah. Cult following. Mm-hmm. It's really the spectacle.
He made 25. I remember briefly looking at this. He made 25 grand under the name Mason Saunders at a rodeo.
Oh my God. He could go to college here for like a semester, maybe.
Maybe a week.
Thank you.
I think it's hilarious. And that's, honestly, if you know Bumgarner, he's a loudmouth. He's a big guy. He's charismatic. He's got some nasty stuff. Best postseason pitcher.
That's
in my
fair.
Opinion.
I guess if you're like so that really good, fits. Like fine, ride whatever bull/horse you want. You like if what? You're that Skyler, good, like, I have no business.
Yeah. He's not riding little ponies like you, bro.
Yeah. I've been on a horse once time.
A pony. My Little Pony. Doesn't count, actually. It doesn't count.
I did a research presentation on My Little Pony when I was in high school, but we're not
sure you did.
It was.
You're not helping your case.
I'm not actually like a brony fan.
Dude, you got rehired just to be told to sit down.
That's disappointing. That is so disappointing. let's move on.
Let's move on to something I think we can all kind of agree on. This is pretty funny as well.
So people are upset with the Houston Astros, obviously, as
we've talked about that a lot.
Because you know their sign stealing scandal. People showed up to their
spring training
games with signs that were like Houston asterisks instead of Houston Astros,
or just signs that mocked the Astros.
Exactly.
In general.
Those signs
were confiscated.
Not unlike the signs that were stolen.
They're
from
stealing
other teams.
Signs part two.
They are
2020
stealing. This is atrocious. They're just really either just their thing is like they're really into stealing signs of all kinds, or they're just being kind of a jerk.
You know what? They're trying to establish consistency. And you know what?
That's true.
Although they're gonna get heat for it, which we're giving them heat for it.
Right.
So I salute that I appreciate one security guard who had to take away those signs.
That is a terrible job. That's not a fun job.
I saw a video of the dudes who were like genuinely like, are you really asking me to give up my sign? Like,
yeah, oh yeah, no, like it's
are you like I thought they were genuinely like cute prank. Like,
yeah. They're like, haha, good one. And then the Astros are like, haha, we're
no,
not.
No, she's
kidding.
Like, I have a badge. And I can kick you out of the stadium. Please give
and
me.
You're like, haha, well it's only spring training, but take it. So they took him.
Science stealing on multiple levels.
That's true. Well, anyway, that's our baseball related stuff. Let's move to boxing.
Mike, take it away.
Boxing stuff happened.
I did take it away actually because I made the right prediction last week before Wilder Fury 2.
How much money?
How much money? Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody who bet against me. Couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, man.
Never.
And all the haters are bringing him where he is.
Oh, Lord.
Never bet against Mike's sights. Anyway, you came away with the win.
Wait, aren't we starting a bracket together?
We're soon. We're almost in March.
We're gonna take this, Jake. You and I are gonna team
take
up. We're gonna take you down.
You
Mike.
That, Mike? Right. We're sorry, Mike. Continue in the boxing.
Tyson Fury came out of the gates. He said he was gonna knock him out. He won ultimately in the seventh round via technical knockout TKO.
There we go.
Wilder's corner threw in the towel. The ref stopped the fight. I spoke on this last week. Wilder is a knockout artist. No disrespect there. But he just did not look aggressive in this fight.
He did not look.
Tyson Fury came out and just started hitting.
Keep in mind, these are big men, not as big as 6'8", 280. But
they're
actually are.
Let me correct you again, Skyler. Let me tell you,
Fury, some seat.
To my knowledge, Tyson Fury is 6'9", and Deontay Wilder is 6'7", heavyweight division, 250-plus pounds. Yeah, big boys. And, you know, again, Fury's so aggressive from the start. Much well-deserved win. Happy that he won. And it was just a very entertaining fight. It was all the hype, and we can get into a little bit more later.
We have more.
But Fury looked dominant. And I'm just curious to see where this division goes. Wilder's going to naturally cash in the rematch clause for a trilogy. But there are some other heavyweights out there, like Andy Ruiz.
Want to throw their name in
Andy Ryan. Ruiz, yeah. the Mexican fighter. Yeah.
Do you think, should there really be a third fight? Should there be a third fight? You think, is that what the people want?
Is it like a best of three kind of situation?
Because who won the first fight?
It was a tie. The first, it was very controversial.
So this was already the tiebreaker?
Yes. Yes.
But Fury was dominant. Like, embedded rule of three in case one
that's,
and one.
That's
and
fair. Then... So then they'll have to have a fourth fight if Wilder wins this one. To break the tie that would have was already broken by the second fight.
Jeez, can they handle four? That's, I mean, I feel like...
It's money, bro. Yeah. It's money.
Whatever puts food on the table, I guess.
That's fair. That's valid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm down to see more fights.
I'm always up for more
fights. Speaking of more entertainment.
Speaking of things that contain fights... thank you, Mike. hockey.
Hockey.
Hockey contains fights.
So...
But that's not what we're talking about.
we got a couple things we want to talk about in hockey. We're going to move through each little piece pretty quickly.
Yes.
First thing that I just thought was really cool, David Ayers, he was like the third string, not even third string. He was the backup emergency goalie, like the emergency goaltender for the Carolina Hurricanes. He is also the Carolina Hurricanes Zamboni driver.
That's true.
42 years old. He got called in. They got him geared up.
The first two goalies got injured.
They got injured, and he got called up. 42-year-old Zamboni driver. Emergency goalie, and he earned a win.
He came in the game, gave up two goals, and saved the other eight shots.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive effort by David Ayers, and I love that. I love that system. I heard the NHL was maybe questioning whether or not it's worth having.
Well, it gives you the amazing stories like this.
No, this is huge. Yeah. This is great. It's because it made it onto Big Red Banter, first of all. That's big time.
We do establish pop culture, as we have talked about in the past.
That's true.
I like how you're just like, yeah, that's true. And I'm like, wait,
no,
we
just
are
about
culture.
It. We are culture.
Set the standards.
We do set the standards for Big Red culture in a way, if you think about it.
Because this is
probably what people think Cornell is like.
Yes. No, that we are the, everyone here is 6'8", 280, by the way. Everyone here is 6'8", 280.
Facts.
So you're welcome, everyone who maybe you thought you weren't, you are.
But, like, I've seen this, David Ayers, he's been going on, like, a victory tour.
This is amazing.
And he deserves it.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
I don't know why the NFL would ever decide.
NHL.
The NHL. I don't know why.
You took a little week break. You're still warming up.
I'm getting back into it. I don't know why the NHL would ever consider canceling this. I think it's a terrible idea.
I think the only... if it's a playoff game, I can understand, like, if the situation went south, then maybe it's like, we could have called up our guy from, like, the AHL,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
But honestly, this was an amazing story. I'm loving him. He went on, like, the Stephen Colbert show.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's huge.
He's, like, a national hero, and I'm here for it.
That's,
I love this dude.
I respect him.
Small victory, but you know what? I'm speaking of victories. I've heard about a certain individual with over 700 of these victories.
Yeah, so Alex Ovechkin, wing for the Caps, he entered the 700-goal club.
That is rare.
He is the eighth player to enter the 700 goal club, and also only for one club. He is second in the race for most goals with one club,
behind
a name that I have.
He's gonna probably pass him.
So it's 782.
Okay, all right. So he's got a little ways to go.
Ovi's got some years to go.
But he's only what, 34, 35?
Yeah,
he's in the mid 30s.
Yeah,
I think he's got plenty of time.
Considering how Jágr played until he was like well over 40.
Yeah.
I'd be down to see it. Ovi is one of the goats.
Yep.
You could tell when you were watching him when he was at like six. He was at like 698.
He was like,
for like
he's
four
going,
or five
he was going
games.
For it.
It was like because. You know, he doesn't really usually miss those slap shots off the corner of the ice, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe he was overthinking it. 700 goals is a huge landmark, but he finally got it.
He got it. And then they had the ceremony for him to celebrate 700, and they scored 7-1 that game.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's very
So
very
it was
cool.
It was a really cool thing to see.
Yeah.
Congrats to Alex Ovechkin. Hold on, let me get back to the notes. I'm getting lost.
This is an interesting thing.
This was hilarious. So Snoop Dogg actually commentated a game for the LA Kings.
I love Snoop Dogg.
He wasn't alone. He was with the normal commentators, but it was hilarious. I think the funniest part actually wasn't necessarily the commentating.
Yeah.
But he went into the locker room to announce like the starting six players
and
say their names. Hilarious.
Oh my god. Do you guys listen to Snoop Dogg's music?
I haven't listened to Snoop in a while. Snoop Dogg is kind of like fits a certain mood.
Yeah. Yeah, but like you can go back to him. He's a historical figure in music. I also once tweeted out I'm waiting for Snoop Dogg to open an ice cream parlor called Scoop Dogg. and it got zero likes, zero retweets, and
dude,
I think zero views.
What's your Twitter?
Until now.
My Twitter, I think my Twitter is just Holzman Skyler. Holzman, Holzman, I'd go follow it. Please go follow it if you want to see more tweets like that.
Estimated time, how long ago was this tweet?
This was about, I want to say maybe 8 months ago.
All right.
Six to eight months ago.
Through your Twitter to retweet this.
Oh, I haven't tweeted that much since that. That kind of broke me a little bit. but I'm still on a rebound. So, but yeah, go follow it. Holzman Skyler, HOLZMANSKYLER.
So great to see Snoop doing his thing.
Though,
I want to say,
man.
Safe to say, dabbling in hockey, he put the gin and juice on ice.
Wow, that was the smoothest thing I think we've heard all afternoon.
Keeping, oh my goodness. Dude, Mike is just master wordplay. He's smooth.
Mike, you want to come over?
Would you call me like a wordsmith?
Word wizard, a word savage.
If I really am one of these, savage? You know,
alleged
these people,
yeah.
I need to know the word to use to describe myself. So, wordsmith.
I want to say wordsmith. I want to say word savage because that's the theme. But I don't think that's
I mean,
the theme
I feel like word wizard.
Word wizard.
We're getting off topic.
All right. Let's go back.
Keeping it with hockey and keeping it with Mike. The Islanders are actually rumored to go back to Nassau Coliseum, back on Long Island, home, Mike has talked about LI every once
hometown,
in a while.
Baby.
I do believe he's
hometown
from
baby.
The LI. So they're going to go back to Nassau Coliseum for possible postseason games. How do you feel about that, Mike? Nassau Coliseum, is that dear to you?
That's where they belong. They don't belong in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Great to see the Islanders, the Isles, trying to make that trip back home. I know it was a big loss for the island when we lost them, and it's good news to hopefully have them back in the near future. I know they do play a couple games out there occasionally. Good news, though. Thanks,
yeah,
Jake.
Cool.
Appreciate the shout-out.
Of course, man.
Cool. Very cool.
Anything for a pal. You know what? And another really heartwarming story here. So this starts out pretty dark, but it saves itself.
Yeah,
so Bobby Ryan, who is a wing for the Ottawa Senators, starting in November, he had a pretty serious alcohol problem, and he had to take pretty serious leave of absence. But he came back.
Okay.
100 days sober.
Very nice.
And in his first home game, while back, he had a hat trick, and
he
got a standing ovation. Fans were going nuts for him. He teared up on live TV, and man, I watched this video earlier today, and I gotta tell you, I got a little emotional. I mean, I am running on no sleep, so
fair.
Like,
so anything can set you off right now. But
you know, I'm up and down, but it was
that's an incredible, beautiful story.
I mean, imagine being that like. Struggle, like he's been very open about his struggles and mental health and alcoholism.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're struggling with this, please go get help.
Absolutely. 100%.
And this is a perfect story that you can recover, you can come back no matter who you are. So
that's pretty incredible. Hopefully continues the streak. Hopefully he keeps playing well. That's a good jump start.
This is a huge more than a sport story. And you know, you love to hear it.
Yeah. The next thing we're going to be talking about as well is some NBA related stuff. Another heartwarming story, the memorial for Kobe Bryant, who passed about a month ago. Yeah. And a lot of people spoke. It was very, very, like, very nice. Everyone came together, NBA community.
More than a sport, man.
LA
sport.
Community, everyone. Yeah.
Bigger
it was a great way to talk about Kobe's accomplishments in his career. We also, Mike, you have some other NBA-related stuff real quick.
Speaking on the superstars of the NBA, we had a little conflict, actually, between James Harden
and Giannis
Antetokounmpo.
You said that right. I could not, I'd never say that.
Man,
right.
Mike's taking my niche of saying names away.
Wow.
And he's the word wizard.
So these guys drawing back and forth at each other. Giannis was saying something about how Harden doesn't pass the ball enough. He's this, is that. He can't play defense. Mm-hmm. And Harden basically said, well, look at these stats, man. And I'm a better player. I'm an MVP as well. Who does this guy think he is? So a little back and forth. Honestly,
I'm not a fan of Harden. I'm not a fan of Harden.
You're not a fan. I'm a fan of Harden.
No.
You like Giannis?
I love Giannis. First of all, he's a great guy. Came from like almost nothing. Worked his way up to the top. One of the best players in the NBA. Possibly one of the best players in history. And like,
ooh, that's a hot take.
No, because like, think about it. Like,
come on.
James Harden takes like 300 shots a game.
Have you seen, speaking of shots, have you seen Giannis shoot? The guy can't shoot. He's 7 feet tall.
It's fine.
He's athletic.
He dunks.
Yeah, guess why? Well, that's a, you know.
He can dunk.
He was
like Zion.
He's like genetically 7 feet tall.
And he's using
Harden?
His genetics correctly.
Oh, really?
If you're 7 feet tall, you should be dunking in the NBA. You should be in the NBA and you should be dunking, I think, if you're 7 feet tall. I think that's an undeniable point.
Well, Harden has all the skill. I've never seen Giannis shoot a three ball. And honestly, Harden, he's filthy. Filthy on the drive, and he'll just iso ball it. Ooh. Take it by himself in the clutch, pull up for three from anywhere, and that's the amount of skill that it takes. Again, this guy
Harden has the range.
You talk about working your way up. All right, first it took him God knows how long to grow that beard. I mean, he is the beard. I mean, that took years.
We'll talk plenty about beards later in the show.
But Harden, he started off, you know, on the bench, and then he worked his way up to a sixth man role with OKC. If you remember, they had Kevin Durant himself and Russell Westbrook. And now he's one of the bona fide superstars of the NBA. He's an MVP.
He's
amazing.
He's
way better than Giannis. Mm. And he's got plenty of years on Giannis anyway. He's got like 5 years on Giannis. Giannis will have his time.
I think Giannis has taken home like at least 3 MVPs in the next 5 years. That's my guess. I think he's taken home 3 MVPs in the next 5 years.
Remains to be seen. I would take the Rockets over the Bucks though this season.
Is this something that you might want to put your money where your mouth is, Skylar?
So in 5 years, $5, 5 years.
We'll be doing the show 5 years from now, no matter where we are.
I think we will be.
You're going to have to up the ante on that. We can talk about that later. That's kind of a laughable bet. Anyway, speaking of laughing in the NBA, I just want to add quickly, LeBron was laughing at Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah. When he
clowning around. Two technicals in 11 seconds ejected.
Which is ejected.
Not a Draymond fan.
You love to see it. Draymond's a character. A couple other things go through relatively quickly. Maria Sharapova, tennis star, is retiring. 5 Grand Slam titles. Incredible career. We've been so blessed to grow up with the tennis stars that we have.
Yeah,
like, you
really.
Know, Federer, Nadal, Serena Williams. Mm-hmm. They're incredible.
They're international names.
They're huge. They've done so much for the sport. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really think about it that much. So, props to Maria Sharapova, great career.
Congrats,
and wish her luck in retirement.
Happy retirement, yeah. You've earned it.
Also, a couple notes about the NFL Combine, which is happening right now. Mm-hmm. Henry Ruggs, who is an Alabama wide receiver, ran a 4.28 40-yard dash at the Combine, which is
my God.
Objectively fast. The record, objectively, that's
I'd like to see you run it, Skylar.
I could do it in a car, I think. He had hyped himself up on social media saying he was going to break 4.2 seconds. He did not, unfortunately. So... kind of disappointing.
I mean, 2.8 is fast.
4.28, that's fine. I mean, if he has a great NFL career, like, no one will care how fast he ran at the Combine. But this could also be his highlight of his career. I don't know. Remains to be seen. And
future's uncertain, man.
Yeah, can I just say, speaking of standouts at this Combine, did you guys hear about my boy Michael Turk, the punter, Arizona State, ASU represent?
Ooh. Doing
one of the best party schools in the country, let me tell you. No, they cracked down a little bit on them. But anyway, this guy, the punter, the punter, speaking of cracking down on Greek life, the punter, 6'1", 226. This guy repped out, guess how many reps of this bench press? 25 reps. You know, that's actually more than Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, the star of the Seahawks, Jadeveon Clowney.
The beast himself.
The beast.
So this guy's a machine. You could almost call him Mechanical Turk. This guy is a monster.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
If that nickname gets trending because of the show,
Mechanical Turk,
I will lose my
Michael
mind.
Mechanical Turk.
Michael Mechanical Turk.
He looked like a machine on that bench press. Shout out to that punter, man, showing out.
Guys, if you're hearing Mechanical Turk, please spread the word.
Spread the word. And follow my Twitter.
just shamelessly blogging it.
A couple other things. It sounds like Tom Brady may not be staying with the Patriots. There's not that much news so far, but apparently he's treating his life as if he is not going back to the Patriots. Mm. I personally cannot imagine him seeing him in any other uniform. I think he should stay with the Patriots because I think that's loyalty, and I think that that'd be a great way to finish out his career. Mm-hmm. I think leaving is a terrible idea.
I'm wondering why he would leave. Like, if it's about money, really?
He's so rich.
He's loaded, but also, like, you know, he's been preaching, like, the sentimental value aspect of football for a long time.
I know. Stand up to your word, dude.
Yeah.
Stay with the Patriots.
Look, I'm all for players getting paid their worth, but, like, you're Tom Brady, and your worth has been tied to the Patriots your entire career. So, Think about it, man.
That's wild. Last thing we have for this part of the show is news about the Olympics.
Yeah.
The Olympics are currently, I think, up in the air right now, which is something I never thought I would say ever.
We have a bit of a global pandemic, if you haven't heard, if you haven't been watching the news.
Slight problem. Coronavirus is could potentially affect whether or not the Olympics take place.
Yeah.
That is a big deal. I don't know what they're going to do. I think they said if they don't contain it by May, they would seriously consider canceling the Olympics. Which
it's in Tokyo, right?
Yeah. If you're training for 4 years and this is like your life and you get canceled, I don't know. That could throw off a lot of people. That's
messing with a lot of people's livelihoods right there.
Yeah, that is just the facts. That is what we know.
Not to mention the livelihoods built from the business of supporting the games themselves.
Exactly. That's huge. It's huge. It's a global network. It's the Olympics, dude. It's the Olympics. That's everything. Mm-hmm. So that remains to be seen. What about the Cornelians who are going to represent?
Yeah, we have four Cornelians training for the Olympics, not competing.
What do you do? What do you do if you don't compete? I don't know, man.
They potentially lost an opportunity to add to their record books here at Cornell, it could have been maybe for not.
Yeah.
But hey, fingers crossed that the world and the World Health Organization and scientists and whoever's on it, whoever needs to be making these decisions can get the world in a safer place for the Olympics.
Agreed. All right. So, we're moving on to towards the end of the show. We have a new segment because
we're
really excited about this.
We're so excited about this.
We are very hyped. The new segment is called Red in the Face because Cornell Big Red is the connection there, if you didn't understand. I will explain how it works as soon as we play our intro music.
Oh, I'm
all right.
Pumping.
Let's go. Let's do this. So the way that this segment is going to work is there's some things we not thrilled about.
To say the least, Skylar, to say the least, the very least.
We're going to go on a rant. We're just going to go on a rant because we can. And so we're going to talk about some things that are pissing us off a little bit. Not going to lie. We'll give everyone a minute. I will time you with your minute. Use your minute wisely and just go off. So, without further ado, let's throw it over to Jake.
Thank you, Skylar. You know what really grinds my freaking gears? The Yankees PT or strength and conditioning staff. Whoever's responsible for this crap. It's not even, we're like 2 weeks into spring training? A week into spring training?
Yep.
And we have five injuries.
Five guys.
Five dudes already that are injured on our main roster. And these are big money players. We talked a little about how Luis Severino has been having problems with Tommy John surgery. This guy's been having injury problems since the beginning of 2018.
Yep.
He was in a Cy Young conversation, then he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm a huge fan of Luis Severino. I really just...
I'm a Yankees fan too, exactly. Jake. I empathize with you. And listen, man, we need these five guys in the diamond. We don't need them in the burger joint. We need them in the diamond,
exactly.
These five guys.
Exactly.
Come on now.
I don't know if, and you know, we're even bigger handicap on our pitching staff. We got James Paxton out with a back injury. He's not expected to come back until April 25th. Aaron Hicks, all-star defensive center fielder. He's out. Aaron Judge has some soreness, and now Giancarlo Stanton's out again. I don't understand what's going through the heads of these trainers or our manager. It's really got me angry. These are five players, we're playing a lot, and I want to see them on the diamond making the productivity we're paying them for.
Yeah, man, dude, I feel that. I sympathize with you guys. You guys, like, I don't know, you guys were insane last season when you guys had, like, literally your entire 25 out of our
26-man roster. Was hurt at some point.
The other guys stepped up, but that is very annoying. I'm going to go...
I'm going to cool down a little bit, Skylar. I think I'm going to cool down. I'm going to take a little drink.
All right, that's a good call. Hydrate, my friends. So... I'm going to get started. You know what really grinds my gears?
What grinds your gears, Skylar?
What grinds my gears is Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow. I was talking about this with my dad, okay? Look, Tim Tebow, one of probably the nicest guys on planet Earth. I got to respect him. He's a nice guy. He's been, you know, like he's been toiling away
is
in the minors.
Is his gear grinding?
His gear is grinding. His gear is I don't even know what words I'm using right now. Okay.
Back on track. What do you hate about Tim Tebow,
so,
man?
Tim
What's
Tebow,
going on?
Look,
What's grinding
your
gears?
Look, man, okay. Look, NFL QB, pretty good. Had that one playoff win against the Steelers. Hate that. I'm a Steelers fan. Whatever. Gotta respect it. That's fine. Great NFL QB. All right? Now he goes over. He's like, you know what? I'm going to be a major leaguer. Everyone's like, what are you doing? And he's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm just going to do it. So he goes to the minor leagues. He gets a lot of hype. He's making them a ton of money. Okay, that's great. I gotta respect it. You know what? You know what I don't respect? When he's taking away playing time from people that actually deserve to be in the major leagues because he is terrible. You know, his home run a couple days ago was his first extra base hit in 4 years of spring training. I also saw a video that Jake showed me recently where Tim Tebow today was trying to catch a fly ball and just ate it. Just ate it.
Wiped
Literally
out.
Ate it.
Fell on his butt.
I got to say, look, Tim
like
Tebow, nice guy, great guy. I do please, for everyone's sake, for the sake of the success of the AAA baseball team that we have.
Syracuse, right?
Syracuse, yeah. You know what, dude? Get better or don't play. I'm sorry, man.
Got to earn your spot on this team, man.
That's what it's about. All right. Let's I'm also going to cool down. I'm also going to take a drink of water.
Yeah, cool down.
Let's toss it over to Mike. Mike.
The gears are done grinding.
Scott, I just want to say I actually met that guy that he took the spot from, one of the spots from in the Mets minor leaguers kind of teams. Not happy about that, but I met, he came and spoke to Cornell ILR, SBS, sports business.
Oh, really? God.
Quick
okay.
plug. he came in and he was saying that he's doing a little bit of organizing in the minor leagues. That's always good to see. Fighting for some players' rights is always important in the
very
world of sports.
Very
not everybody is a star athlete. Not everybody can be like
deserves
that.
Put food on their table.
Not that Tim Tebow is. Don't get me wrong, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah, that's
all right, Mike.
Term. I'm a little red in the face this week. Again, I was happy after I made a lot of money off the fight, Wilder Fury 2. But what I didn't really like, it wasn't that competitive, guys. Did you see? I mean, listen, this was a big, hyped-up fight. There were grand entrances. Tyson Fury, he came out on a throne with the crown. And listen, he left that way as well, obviously, as he won the fight. But Deontay Wilder, he came out in this, like, robo-transformer-esque suit. Skyler, you, Jake,
no,
you
we saw
this?
That. Yeah. It was huge. It was about 50 pounds, I think. It was about a 50-pound
I think
suit.
It was, like, 40 pounds,
something like that.
And what happened? He lost the fight.
Yes,
and then what happened? He complains. Oh, it was my uniform, you know. If I didn't come out and all that, you know, I would have had legs.
He said
it
was too heavy.
It was too heavy. Meanwhile, this guy is 6'7". I mean, listen, we're 6'8".
Yeah, we're
6'8".
So we know what it's like. We know what it's less like.
But 40 pounds?
Like less than a fifth of his body
weight. Come on, man. Come on. Professional boxer at the top of his game, at the top of the ranks, and this is what his excuse is?
You're going to blame your outfit? You're going to blame your designer?
Let's see. Let's see.
You're an athlete.
Wilder Fury 3. Let's see him get knocked out again.
I think he's coming with minimal weight on his body, most probably.
I mean, if he's gonna keep blaming his outfit, you might fine change as you got
whatever,
it. But
just wear shorts; it's fine, dude. Just win the fight.
Nobody told you to come
Nobody
out here
cares.
With 40 pounds worth of shiny
he
gear.
Looks
on.
Like Darth Vader. A little. He looked a little bit like Darth.
Like
Vader.
Like a bedazzled Darth.
Like
Vader.
Like bedazzled Darth Vader. That's not the move.
Yeah,
that's not
the
style
move.
That
if you're gonna blame
for.
It on that suit, please.
I agree. So
I'm sorry that really grinds your gears there, Mike.
Yeah, man.
Take a drink,
tough.
Cool off.
All right, we have this is the very, very, very tail end of our show.
We've been keeping it going, guys. I'm really impressed. I'm happy.
I'm having a
this.
Great time.
I'm
I
having a great
say,
time as well.
Thank you, guys. I want to thank you guys. You guys are making this show absolutely.
And
incredible.
In all seriousness, thank you for coming back.
Oh, thank you. So I'm glad to be here.
We couldn't do it without you, Skylar.
Couldn't do it without you, man.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh.
Shout out to our GM.
Shout out to GM
Chris Morales.
Plug him in.
Back.
Let's get his name in there one more time. Chris did a great
Skyler
job.
His job back.
Thank you for not firing me, Chris, wherever you are, or for only firing me for a week.
Let's talk about life, man.
Let's talk about our life real quick. This says to talk about our beards. we all have very different styles of beards.
Mike has none.
well, I shaved. You know, it's not No Shave November anymore.
It's a clean look.
Did you participate in No Shave November?
I did not. I just go for scruff here and there, whatever I'm feeling. I generally like to be clean shaven. I just like the look of it. I think the ladies
it's a great
do
look.
Too.
Dude.
Okay. The word wizard.
I may not be a lady, but I like what you got going on over here, Mike.
Appreciated.
Got your back.
Noted and appreciated. Thank you.
Got your back.
The reason we're actually, I think, talking about the segment is because I saw Jake after February break. You cut your hair, first of all.
I cut my hair.
And then, yeah, you have a new beard style.
I do.
It's a bit of a goatee, which is also, your goatee is a different color than your mustache. I'm sorry. I wish people could see this right now.
I don't like dye it. It's just,
no,
it's just
your goatee is ginger, and your mustache is like black, and it's weirding me out, dude. It's weird.
I'm not going to shave my mustache.
No,
man.
Don't shave it. It looks good, but like the colors are throwing me off. It's not supposed to be different colors.
Like, Sky, I think you should use like Just for Men on yours or something. And that's a quick plug to them if they want to have some ads.
If you want to sponsor.
Honestly, you know what? I sat down. Thank you.
I like it.
I sat down. I expected him to make a comment on my hair because I had a flow and now I have like really short. It looks good,
but your beard was the first thing you noticed, so clearly your beard is having an impact.
It pops.
You know what?
The reason I keep it, same reason Mike keeps it, I've been told that the ladies like it. And you know what? Yeah. We gotta keep it real. But hey, Skylar's rocking some facial hair over here as well.
Skylar's
really growing it out.
I've had it.
Did you grow it out of a break?
No, I've had pretty much a beard since like 2017, November 2017. And that was the last time I like shaved completely.
It's a solid move. It's like getting to the solidly.
It's also a little bit. It also protects from the elements a little bit.
Yeah,
Mike, I'm sure your face is like stinging when you're outside in the cold.
Scarf.
You don't have the protection of a beard.
Trade off. Yeah.
Trade off.
Did the SWOT analysis on this one. Yeah. Every day I look in the mirror, it's another question. Am I gonna shave today? Am I not?
What makes your day? It makes your day exciting.
I think honestly, what kind of shows are you guys watching? Just like randomly transitioning into it. I heard that Lil Dicky has this new show.
Oh, Lil Dicky does. He does have a new show coming on. Actually, there's an ad for it that I saw right before this segment. He's waiting to fist bump you. There you go. right before the start, I saw an ad for it. And a lot of people say I look like the rapper Lil Dicky.
You do, dude.
It's weird. It's uncanny. Most people say it's uncanny.
Solid.
Thank you.
Pretty much spitting image.
I think so.
You're also your own unique self.
That's true. But also, I'm trying to be a little bit like that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
You can't see it, but I winked at him.
We're gonna get our social media going, hopefully on Instagram. And we're gonna have some funny posts. I think we should have a side by side of Skylar and Lil Dicky,
and then we should have a side by side of like Jake before the haircut and after the haircut,
and then him and like Walter White after he goes completely bald.
The Cornell professor Walter White.
That's Walker White.
Walker White. Oh, what?
Sit down.
I'm talking about Breaking Bad over here.
Oh, I have no idea. That's pretty much gonna take us to the end of our show.
I mean, once again, we want to talk about ads a little bit. Please, 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 if you want to have time on our show, airtime, you want to advertise your club, your organization, your business, yourself.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you're just what cool. What is it? sports@wvbr.com.
sports@wvbr.com.
SPORTS @wvbr.com. Oh,
do it.
Synchrony.
That was so synchronous.
Can we just... That was another moment.
Symmetrical?
No.
No. Okay. I killed the moment. Keep an eye out on social media for posts and make sure to download the podcast, guys. We're looking at some good numbers right now.
If you miss an episode or you just want to have some endless banter, you can get us on
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Libsyn. All five of those.
Solid.
Go on to any of them. Rate and review us.
Please. Yeah. We have a lot of fun with this. We want you guys to have a lot of fun with this.
Yes. We are strongly is a better word. We are strongly enjoying this. And we would hopefully you guys are too. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Sweet message.
We had a long show. We had a lot to give you guys today. And again, as I normally like to say, I'm going to make this a tradition. You know what? We're still in the establishing traditions phase, right?
That's true.
If you stayed through the whole episode, I owe you a singular high five. So find me on campus.
Find him on campus. Give him a high five. All right. That is going to be us signing off. Have a fantastic Friday. Make sure to come out to the sporting events if you're around here.
Please.
Pack the rink. Pack Barton Hall. Pack everything. And we will talk to you guys soon.
WVBR, Ithaca's Alternative, 93.5 FM.